Yo, it's Rachel.
This is Savannah.
And this is That's What She Said. You have one, a tiny Dundee. About 44 seconds into season 2, episode 1, titled The Dundees, Michael Scott tells us a little bit about the 8th annual Dundee Awards.
Tonight is the Dundees, the annual Employee Awards Night here at Dunder Mifflin. And this is everybody's favorite day. Everybody looks forward to it because, you know, a lot of the people here don't get trophies very often. Like Meredith or Kevin. I mean, who's going to give Kevin an award? Dunkin' Donuts? Plus bonus, it's really, really funny. So an employee will go home and he'll tell his neighbor, "Hey, did you get an award?" And the neighbor will say, "No, man, I slave all day and nobody notices me." Next thing you know, the employee smells something terrible coming from his neighbor's house. Neighbor's hanged himself due to lack of recognition.
Well, well, well.
We're back.
It's the Dundees. This is going to be a great episode. Before we jump into everything, of course, we're going to catch up with our Dundee and Roast segment. We'll give you a recap of our weeks. So tell us about your week, Rachel.
I was trying to remember it just before this moment. It all went by so fast. I have a Dundee, though. I am nearing the end. I mean, like, right at the end of my yoga teacher training.
Yes, that's super exciting.
Yes, that's been just really rewarding and fun. Mm-hmm. And I really took my time with it and dove into the research and enjoyed the readings. Mm-hmm. But I just feel very excited being at the end of something that I've been working on for so long.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's so awesome. We should celebrate when you finish with a reggae sunsplash at Chili's.
Chili Mark. Perfect. I do have a roast, though. It was significantly cold here.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And because of that, there was a lot of ice.
Lots of ice.
You know, like, Richmond doesn't really have that much salt prepared. Like, mm-hmm. some of the roads were okay, but the roast is very specific. I went to the gym because I was cold and I was like, I don't want to do anything, but felt so good, went to the gym. And as I was leaving the gym, totally ate shit.
Today?
No. It was earlier this week. Right outside, like, you know, they didn't salt the one section.
I feel like you could sue for that.
It was... Joe was like walking in front of me and like turned around. He's like, "What happened?" I was like on the ground.
Did anybody see?
Oh, yes. Like, he's like, "No one saw you." And I was like, I was making eye contact with the people driving by. Like, I swear. And it was, I significantly, like, I was like, I skinned my knee. Like,
no. Oh, my God.
So, so I was like really proud I went to the gym. And then I was like, "Joe." And he's like, "What? Why are you on the ground? Like, what happened?"
He just turns around and you're on the ground.
So fast. Yeah. So that's my roast. But it's fine.
Were you like bruised from
a little bit? My knee. I kind of caught myself, but you know, it happens and you react and then you're like, "Wait, what just happened?" And I was like, "Oh shit." God. Like, I was like watching this guy in a truck like drive over a speed hump. Oh. Like, so we were like making eye contact. Yeah. So it was funny.
Oh my God.
But that was my roast for the week.
Yeah. Ice is like my nemesis. Yeah. It happened to me once on a set of stairs at a local yoga studio.
Oh, stairs.
Nobody saw, but they do have a Ring doorbell. So I'm pretty sure they watched that back and they were like, "This bitch."
That's all I could think of. I was like, the camera outside Planet Fitness.
You made some day for sure. Looking back at that footage, I'm sure.
So funny. Okay, tell me about your week. Dundee's roasts.
So a Dundee for me, I went to see Nosferatu last night.
Wait, that's on my list.
It's really freaking scary.
Yeah.
Like,
did you see the original? The
silent
one?
Film?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
The only thing I know of the old one is from SpongeBob.
Okay. So not much.
Nosferatu.
You should watch the original one, though.
Yeah, I need to, because I don't know anything about the original story or anything like that. But Johnny Depp's daughter is, like, one of the main characters in it. And I am obsessed with Johnny Depp. I have been since I was, like, 12. So just seeing her kind of follow in his footsteps doing, like, creepy shit is really cool. Yeah. It was really, really
good.
You liked
it? Yeah, creepy.
I thought it was good. Yeah.
Ooh, yes.
So I highly recommend. If I were to have a roast, it would definitely be the plummeting temperatures for sure. Because in the past years, we've had very mild winters, like on the warmer side. Like Christmas Day, like 75 degrees, you know, kind of thing. So like these like 20 degree mornings are really just.
The thing is, it does during the day with the sun, it has been warming up significantly. But it's like it really is, like you said, 17 in the morning.
It's tough.
Yeah.
And the ice, obviously.
And the ice.
As you know. But anyway, overall, good week. So I'm super excited to start season two.
Me too. It's
very exciting. A very good episode.
This is when we really get into the thick of it.
Yeah. So I think we can go ahead and start off with our Reader Bear segment.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we're ready to jump into our Beater Bear segment, which is going to be a speed round. I'm going to be asking Rachel if she's rating a beat, which is a good thing, a like, or a bear, which is a dislike, for the different plot points that we've picked out for this episode. So are you ready, Rachel?
I'm ready.
Okay, number one, we have the employee opinions on the Dundies.
Ooh, lots of varied opinions. Yeah. That's a beat for me.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Yeah.
I liked all the talking heads saying
it's a variety of opinions, too.
Yes.
For different reasons.
Think. Yeah.
Okay. Number two, writing on the wall, a.k.a. the gossip on the women's bathroom wall.
The literal about writing on the wall. Yeah. Bear. That's a hard bear.
Really?
Like, physical writing on the wall in an office building.
In a relatively small office, too.
Yeah. Like, also, it's in their office. It's like
in their break room.
Right. So it has to be somebody there. In their office space. Yeah. For those reasons, it's a bear for me.
Okay. Number three, the Dundies. We're talking the party, Michael's personas, the awards, like the whole shebang of the Dundies.
Hard beat.
Yes.
We love the Dundies.
Yes.
So much personality, so much character.
Uh-huh.
There's only like one episode like with the Dundies, but they are revered throughout the entire series. Yeah. So I think that speaks to how powerful they are.
For sure. Okay. Number four, related to the Dundies, Dwight's emceeing, a.k.a. helping Michael run the show.
Oh, Dwight.
The waitress tripped on the cord.
See, this one's hard for me. This might be a Battlestar Galactica, where it's, like, kind of in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I do really like it. Like, it's sweet. Mm-hmm. But also, he's, like, Dwight is, like, too much like in love with Michael in these, trying to do everything for him.
Right.
So it's like the dynamic is like icky for me in these. So that's kind of in the middle.
Okay. And then lastly, we have Pam's emotional outburst, which involves multiple things. But
lots of emotion flowing out of Pam. That's a bear for me. I don't love.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you know, I like her showing a little more character.
Yeah.
But sorry, Pam.
Something about Pam on second drinks really just grinds my gears.
Makes me want to have a second drink. Yeah.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break and then jump into our episode recap.
And we're back with our episode recap.
Yes, we're going to get into it.
So, the Dundies.
Mm-hmm.
This whole episode is all about the Dundies, but the first part of the episode, it's just a normal day in the office.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's gearing up for the Dundies, which is going to be after their workday is done.
They have to go to this event.
Required work event.
It's fundatory.
Fundatory. They're being voluntold.
Yeah, exactly.
So it is a normal day at the office. However, we discover through Pam and a couple of other ladies in the office, and they have like a little gossip circle going on. We discover that someone has written something on the women's bathroom wall.
Something.
We don't know what it is yet, but we do know it is about Michael.
Yes. That is revealed. Something giggly funny about Michael on the bathroom wall.
It's Pam and who else talking about it?
So it's Pam, Phyllis, and Kelly giggling around the water cooler.
The water cooler.
Literally water cooler gossip.
Yes, and Dwight walks up to them and notices that they're giggling, and he's like, what's so funny?
He's like, you're not perfect either.
And they're like, no, Dwight, we're not laughing at you. It's something that someone wrote on the bathroom wall about Michael.
So Dwight naturally makes it his mission to figure out what was written about Michael on the ladies' bathroom wall.
Mm-hmm. And so this is like an ongoing mission throughout the day in the office. And this leads him to kind of monitor the women's bathroom, and eventually he goes in.
Monitor.
And unfortunately catches Phyllis with her pants down.
Yeah.
Literally, not just figuratively, but, and then she gets upset and she goes to Michael about it.
Perfect setup for the sexual harassment episode.
Yes, that is true. And so eventually they end up in Michael's office talking about it, and Phyllis is complaining, and Dwight is saying how, I'm trying to find out who wrote this stuff on the wall and what it says. And he's like, you really think I walked into the bathroom after Phyllis and was like, I want to see her naked from the waist down. I'm not even attracted to her.
Yeah, that's a rough moment.
So that's a whole thing. And Michael is like torn between reporting it to HR in Phyllis's favor and also getting Dwight to do his dirty work, figuring out who.
Well, Michael's also very distracted.
Because he's preparing for the Dundies, of course.
He has to write, direct, produce the Dundies, like the biggest performance of his career.
Yeah, and so basically he tells that to Phyllis, you know, like, I hear you, that's important. However, I'm trying to put together this award ceremony for you.
So
basically
Dwight,
like, gaslighting her.
He does gaslight her. And then Dwight takes matters into his own hands and decides that they will no longer have a women's bathroom. There will be two men's rooms.
And they're going to have to hold it from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., folks.
So all in all, typical day in this office. Mm-hmm.
So that is what's going on in the office. And then we start to learn more about the Dundies and what the employees' opinions are on the Dundies, because this does happen every year, and this is the eighth annual, so they've
been around the block.
Yeah, they've been through it a few times.
Let's go through some of the opinions.
Yeah.
I think that's good to set the scene. So tell me, what does Pam's talking head have to say?
So Pam basically says that the Dundies are like a car crash. Because it's, like, so awful, you can't look away, but also your boss is making you watch it, which makes it worse.
And she's forced to, at one point, sit in this conference room by herself and watch on this, like, VCR cart old Dundies.
Right, because Michael records every single one.
Of course.
Yeah.
To watch and to get inspiration for future Dundies.
To improve for future years.
So Pam is combing through all these old Dundies and
looking for highlights.
Looking for highlights.
Highlight reel.
While her and Jim are obviously making eye contact, goofing about how awful her job is.
Yeah.
Right? And during this, there is a moment on the tape from, I guess, a past year.
Right.
Where Roy accepts, her fiancé Roy, accepts the longest engagement.
Dundee. Mm. On behalf of Pam, yeah. And she's gotten this every...
Presumably for the last 3 years.
Yeah, at least.
That they've been engaged.
And obviously, it's upsetting to her because she gets it every year, and obviously it's bothersome that she's been engaged for this long, and, you know, that's always kind of an ongoing thing with her and
future,
Roy.
No end to it in sight.
Yeah. And so that actually inspires Jim to talk to Michael about giving her a different Dundee this year. We don't find out until the actual Dundee's what she gets, but he's just saying how the longest engagement one is tired and worn out, and he even says that it would be lazy to continue giving her the same one every year.
And I think the reason that that hits so hard with Michael is because he also has a phone call with his boss, Jan, about coming to the Dundies. He wants her to come drive to Scranton from New York.
Like 3 hours or something?
After work. And Jan breaks the news to him, we're not paying for it. And Michael is devastated. So he thinks, you know, he's getting this feedback. The jokes are lazy, as Jim says.
Right.
Corporate's not paying for his big party.
Right.
So there's a little panic in this ramp up.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, he's kind of anxious now because Jan is also saying, like, we don't even support this award show. Like, and also you spent your party budget already on the 050505 party and the tsunami fundraiser. So
people were very affected by the footage.
Yeah.
It's a fundraiser.
Right.
No funds were raised.
Funds were spent. So, yeah.
So Michael is really getting nervous.
He's feeling pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We then find out from Oscar's talking head that the Dundies are like a kid's birthday party, mm-hmm. and you're just kind of there. You want to be there and you want to support the kid, but there's nothing you can really do while you're there. You're just like watching everything unfold.
Oscar also says he tried 1 year to skip the Dundies, uh-huh. but he said it's worse than going because Michael constantly tells you about
them. And
reenacts them.
Yeah, so it's just better to go live through it once and then just get it over with.
So all in all, the employees aren't very excited. Kelly is a little bit excited, though. Uh-huh. In her talking head, she says that Michael cuts her off after, like, two drinks.
He thinks that she has the gene for alcoholism. We don't know if it's, like, a race-specific assumption that he has or it's just a Kelly-specific
Kelly.
Thing. But...
Yeah. But she is excited to share some nachos with Toby because she thinks he's cute.
Except for that stupid kid he has.
Yeah.
Per Kelly.
So
that's interesting because you almost never hear anyone say that Toby is cute.
Never again do you hear.
Let's see. And Toby says that he's glad he's never won a Dundee.
Yeah.
Probably because it would be like mean and embarrassing if it was coming from Michael.
Sad sack redhead.
Divorced with a kid. Yeah. So, and then also Kevin's another one we hear from. He says that he didn't eat all day in order to maximize his food intake at the Dundies because it's supposedly
paid for.
Yeah, they don't know yet, but
not this year.
So he's going to maximize his intake with the free food at Chili's. And then Angela, she says she's the DD.
Angela drives everybody home uh-huh. after the Dundies.
Uh-huh. Yep. And then lastly, Meredith. She loves the Dundies, actually. Probably because of the open bar, to be quite honest.
Good old Meredith.
Yeah. So she's, like, looking forward to it. You know, going to get some apps and hopefully, you know, maybe meet someone at the bar and go home with them. So she's hopeful and looking forward to it.
If they are excited to go, it's about the corporate paid for food
and drinks
which they have yet to know that Jan nixed that
exactly. And also Michael has told them that they can bring their families this year, so they're extra excited and they're like, nice, like Meredith's probably like, I could probably bring my kid, get him a free dinner, like blah, 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 and all that. And so they're looking forward to it in that respect, and he has yet to drop the bomb that, you know, it's gonna be supper chucks. So
that's coming. Michael's got a long road ahead of him here.
Yes.
But so we get through the day, right? We get all the employees' reactions, and then it's time to go. We're going to Chili's. Yep. Dwight's like turning off people's computers. Yeah. We're like, let's go. Dundies are starting soon.
Uh-huh. So the office is closing down and they're heading over to Chili's. So we get to Chili's and Dunder Mifflin has reserved like a portion of the dining room. So it's like they do kind of have their own private section, but there are other diners mm-hmm. and customers there. Experiencing
it's pretty open.
All this. Yeah, yeah, it is. So we have Dwight as the DJ.
He's set up on his little like DJ
booth.
He's got
like a sound booth. Yeah. And so he's helping Michael to run the Dundies and all of that. And the Dundies opens up with
OPP.
OPP. And Michael is like rapping over it. And he like changed the lyrics.
It's terrible. And Ryan's holding up these giant cue cards with everything he's supposed to like rap quickly on.
Right.
And he can't keep up. He's like throwing these giant poster boards in the air as Michael's got like his hood up over his tux.
Yeah.
Like he has like
he's sweating
zip up jacket on.
And so he's rapping, and I don't know all of the lyrics that he came up with, but it's like, you down with the Dundies? And it's like, the Dundies are the best, and da-da-da-da. Like, it's just like this, like, rap that he put a lot of time into, and no one can understand what he's saying because of the original lyrics that are also blasting
playing
through the Chili's. Like,
so it comes in real hot. It's like,
it
here we go with the Dundies. We immediately understand why people are hesitant to come to these. And Kevin orders a drink. And what happens?
He does. He's like, yeah, I'd like to get a margarita and put it on the group tab. And Michael's like, oh, no, wait. No. Separate checks this year. We're going to be separate checks. And at that point, you know, everyone's kind of sitting there. Some of them have brought plus ones and whatever. Stanley makes a point to say, Michael, you said we could bring our families. And he's like, Stanley, of course. Yes, I did. Why didn't you? Why didn't you bring your family? He's like, I brought my wife. And he's like, well, I'm looking forward to meeting her. He's like, it's this woman whose hand I'm holding. Mind you, it is a white woman. So Michael can't comprehend that, like, Stanley, a black man, would be
an interracial marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that happens. And also a funny thing that happened before the Dundies in the office between Michael and Stanley.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. You just want to do your Stanley voice, and I'll allow it.
I do. But Michael talks to Stanley about, like, the previous Dundies that he's won. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, where are your Dundies? Why aren't they displayed on your desk? Blah, 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 blah. And Stanley's like, well, I think I threw them away. And Michael's like, oh, no, you didn't.
Stanley says, I think I did.
So Stanley's already annoyed by the Dundies. And then, of course, this whole thing with his wife, you know, in the Chili's is annoying him as well.
This episode really validates Stanley's constant eye rolling and sarcasm.
Yes, I agree.
On your free time, right? Not getting compensated for the food and drink. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
So with the separate checks, most people are grumbling, but sitting and staying. Mm-hmm. But Roy and Daryl are like, let's go to Poor Richard's. Yep. They are out.
Yep.
They are not sitting here if they are not getting free drinks.
Yes. And so they walk out. Pam does go with them.
Yeah. I think Daryl's like, yo, you want to go to Poor Richard's? And Roy's like, yeah, let's get out of here. And they just get up.
And leave.
And so I think she just kind of is like, oh, we're leaving? Like, okay.
Right. So then they're on the parking lot and Pam and Roy are like arguing. Mm-hmm. And it ends up being that Pam wants to stay at the
Dundies. She wanted to be asked because he just decides.
Right. And she's assumes, like, if you would have asked me, you would have known that.
Right.
Yeah. And so in a moment of defiance, she comes back into the Chili's. Mm-hmm. Pam's drinking drinks. Jim gets her a reggae sun splash and she starts drinking drinks off of other people's tables as well. She's getting pretty slammed.
She has some second drinks as well, which is when the ice melts in your drink and then it's like second drink.
Right.
New side of Pam coming out tonight. Yes,
which shout out to the Office Ladies podcast because they currently have like a rewatch thing going on called Second Drinks.
It's so very interesting. Highly recommend.
Yeah. So Pam's getting drunk. And they start handing out Dundies. Do we want to go through some of the Dundies that were awarded this year?
They're too good to mention. So Phyllis, she gets what should have been the busiest Beaver Dundee for all her hard work, I guess. But the award accidentally says bushiest Beaver.
Mm-hmm. And so she gets awarded the Dundee, the bushiest Beaver Dundee. And she's like, Michael, this says bushiest Beaver. And he's like, I know it's a typo. You don't have to display that.
You don't have to display that. As if she would have displayed it otherwise.
And so then Ryan gets hottest in the office, which no doubt was Michael's decision. And he smacks Ryan on the ass as he's walking away with his
Dundee. A great prelude to the sexual harassment episode coming up next. Yeah, Ryan is very concerned about his safety in the office with Michael Scott now. So that starts a really weird dynamic.
Hottest in the office.
Hottest in the office. Angela gets the tight ass award,
which is figuratively and literally, I guess,
as well.
Yeah.
So a lot of inappropriate awards here.
Uh-huh. And then Kelly, she gets the spicy curry award. And
why?
We don't know why. She's like, what is spicy curry? And Michael's like, I don't know. It's an award. It's a Dundee. Go sit down. And she's like, yeah, but why did I get it?
What does it mean?
And then she's like, it's a bowler. And it's like a bowling figurine on top of it. And he's like, the trophy store ran out of businessmen, okay? Go sit down.
He literally says, just take it and sit down.
Just like asking so many questions.
Which I think is so interesting because he puts all this work.
Right.
Right? And energy into it. But maybe that's more of the ego-driven part of it, is that it's about him, right? It's not as much about the employees
right.
being appreciated, even though the intentions are there.
As usual with Michael yes. Scott. And then Kevin, one of my favorites.
Kevin.
He gets the "don't go in there after me" Dundee.
Why?
Because one time Michael went in the bathroom after him and it smelled really bad.
He said it was really, really smelly.
And then we just have a couple more.
Stanley gets the fine work award for all the fine work he did.
Right. And last year he got
great work.
So we don't know if that's better or worse, the fine work one. And then lastly, Pam.
Pam.
They got rid of the longest engagement one and she got widest sneakers, which I think is really sweet.
It's a big relief because you are really hoping Michael doesn't kick her while she's down here.
Right. So before Pam gets her Dundee, there is an incident with some hecklers.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So Michael, as we said, is not in a, they're not in a sectioned room, right? So other mm-hmm. people are witnessing his impressions mm-hmm. and, as Jan says, off-color jokes.
Right. And he's using amplified sound. He's got a microphone.
He has a microphone.
Everyone in the restaurant can probably hear this.
His costumes. It's typical Michael Scott, which is like insensitive. And he is singing one of Savannah's favorite songs, "Tiny Dancer" by Elton John.
You have on a tiny Dundee.
Butchering the words, right? And these men at the bar are like, "Sing it, Elton!" And they start
throwing stuff at
him. They start throwing stuff at him. They start heckling him. And so Michael gets kind of down.
Yeah.
Right? And that's when Pam stands up, little tipsy on the margaritas, and she's mm-hmm. like, "Let's go, Dundee's, Dundee's."
I haven't gotten one yet. Yeah.
So she really brings it back, which I think is very kind because in the whole first season, we don't see that as much. We don't see that sympathetic side of Michael Scott, or like, yeah. we don't feel bad for him.
Right.
And now it's like, oof.
Yeah.
Like,
she's feeling bad. And also, we haven't really seen her be empathetic or sympathetic towards him
at all.
Until this, yeah,
because he has been like the her betrayer, so to speak.
Yeah.
But this shows, I think, what does develop into an interesting relationship between Pam and Michael. Mm-hmm. It's a little more three-dimensional for them.
Right. So after she gets her Dundee, she's pretty excited. She's the only one that gives an acceptance speech.
Yeah.
And she's
Pam's
like,
acceptance speech.
"Couldn't have done it without my kids," and all this stuff. And she's like, "This is the best Dundies ever." And just like giggling
and being she
drunk.
Says, she gets really serious at one point. And she says, "You know, I want to thank my kids, right? And I want to thank Michael. I want to thank Dwight. And lastly, I want to thank God because God gave me this Dundee. And I feel God in this Chili's tonight."
Classic.
Woo!
Oh, not the yelling. That's no.
So she's very silly drunk. She basically, she kisses Michael on her way off the stage.
On the cheek. Mm-hmm. And then she goes to Jim and kisses him right on the lips.
Plants
in front of everyone.
Right on him.
In front of everyone. And my question is, like, if Roy had stayed, would she have been, like, coherent enough to not do that in front of him? Like, if she was that drunk and Roy was there? Like,
I think she got that drunk because she was upset about the fight with Roy.
True.
That's my feeling about it.
Yeah.
But it's
just like,
it's a good question.
She got a few reggae sun splashes in her and she forgot she had a fiance.
I mean, she kisses Michael on the cheek like a peck. When she goes to gym, she really, like, he's standing up to be like, "Woohoo, hug her, maybe. You got a Dundee." And she really plants one on him.
Oh, my God.
Some people, it's, like, awkward, too. Some people in the background are, like, kind of, I think Kevin or someone are kind of, like, like, kind of
like
smiling.
Oscar, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's quite interesting, that's for sure.
So they're still doing interviews, right, at Chili's as the Dundees are still going on. Dwight's still running the show, helping Michael. And they're still doing some interviews. So there's a talking head with Jim and Pam at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim is saying, "You know, I really do think this was a great year for the Dundees. You know, go figure." Because Pam kissed him on the lips.
Right.
And Pam is laughing so hard that she falls out of her seat.
Oh, God. And this is where we begin to talk about Dwight, because he, as soon as she falls out of her chair, he runs over to her and is like,
a woman has hit her head. We must cushion her head. She might have a seizure.
Volunteer sheriff's deputy.
He rips off his shirt and makes it a pillow under her head. He's shirtless, like hovering over her on the ground. She's giggling. And he's like, does anyone have a wallet to put in her mouth? She might bite her tongue. She might swallow her tongue.
Like, what medical advice is he giving?
Right. And then the manager of Chili's walks over and is like, sir, you need to put your shirt back on. Like, and he's like, I'm a volunteer sheriff's deputy. Stand back. And
he's like, just shirtless. It's chaos. People are trying to eat their food.
It's freaking chaos.
They're causing a scene.
Yes. Yes. I also wanted to talk about Dwight a little bit more and his background involvement in the Dundies and stuff like that. So Michael, in the midst of all the Dundies and stuff, is telling jokes. Of course, he has his different characters that he does, like Ping, you know, but he's making jokes as well. And one of my favorites is the one about when he went on a date with a girl from HR.
Oh, yeah.
So he's telling this joke and Michael says, yeah, I was on a date with a girl in HR. And Dwight's like, Michael, we don't have a woman that works in HR. Like, he's like ruining the jokes.
So literal. Yeah.
Yeah. And Michael's like, shut up, Dwight. And then he's like, you know, I was trying to take her bra off and she had me fill out 12 pages of paperwork or whatever. And then Dwight goes, like an AIDS test.
And he's not a great, like, wingman in the Dundies.
Ruining it all. And then also, on the side, when he's like having a break as the DJ or whatever.
He's working
and
hard.
He's trying to order drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's ordering stuff that Chili's does not have.
Most places do not have.
First, this poor waitress. First, he tries to order Goldschlager with gold flakes. I don't know where he thinks Chili's is going to get gold flakes from. But, of course, she says, we don't have that. And then, so confidently, he says, okay, hot sake. Chili's does not have that either.
She's like, no.
And then he's like, all right, Foster's in the big can? And she's just like, no. And he's like, okay, chocolate shake, chocolate sprinkles.
He's resigned.
Like, I just feel like that's what he wanted all along, but he was trying to order alcohol instead. But
weird.
So he gets a chocolate shake and chocolate sprinkles, and yeah. I mean, essentially, I think he was funny as the Dundies wingman, but he really kind of butchered it, I think, for Michael.
Yeah, they needed to rehearse a little bit more because they didn't have good, flow
right.
between them.
Right.
But Dwight tried so hard and worked so hard.
He did.
He was doing all the music and the sound effects.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dwight Schrute.
I know. And I am surprised, like, especially since there were cue cards, I am very surprised that Michael didn't, like, hold Ryan and Dwight hostage one day after work to, like, rehearse everything. You would
or
think.
Prep.
Right.
Yeah.
And I also wonder if Dwight is the DJ every year or just this year.
Hmm.
Because if he's done it before, you would think he would have a little
That's
bit.
That's a great point. Better. I wonder if he would be a little more socially aware if he had previously co-hosted.
Right.
Or supported Michael.
Right.
That's a great question. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask Rainn Wilson.
Right? Rainn Wilson, if you're out there.
we love Soul Boom. And
we do.
We have a question about Dwight K. Schrute.
So that essentially, I think, covers the highlights of the Dundies. So we can kind of fast forward to when everyone is leaving, right?
Yeah.
So
it was a long and chaotic Dundies, but
yeah.
We're finally done.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So everyone is leaving the Chili's. Roy did not come back to pick Pam up. So Angela's going to drive her home because she's the DD anyway.
Yeah.
But as they're walking out of the Chili's, Pam is still very drunk. She's got her Dundee. She's excited. And she gets in the face of the camera and is like, best Dundies ever. Wow. Like, just like screaming and has the Dundee like in the camera.
She's like classic drunk college girl who's like
for
never
sure.
tried alcohol before. Like,
yes.
That's the character vibe I get.
Yes, I agree. And
she's like hugging everyone, very loose
yeah.
and open. And
yes, very not the normal like buttoned up Pam,
right.
you know? So Jim like packs her in Angela's car and sends her off. And the episode closes with Tiny Dancer and like Jim watching Pam ride away in the car. You
it
know?
Is very sweet.
Sweet.
Although right before Jim packs Pam into Angela's car,
mm-hmm.
we get a confession.
Oh, You're right. What's the confession?
Pam wrote the thing about Michael on the bathroom
wall.
She
did. She's like, I feel kind of bad about what I wrote about Michael. And Jim's like, no, you don't. But we still don't know what it says, though.
Correct. We don't know. But it's interesting that they made Pam do it. Because, right. again, she's the one who kind of saved him, like, helped him save mm-hmm. face after those guys were heckling him. Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, that was all after she wrote the stuff on the wall, but...
But still, if yeah. she was that motivated to... Right. And that doesn't seem like Pam to me. She's very goody-two-shoes. Mm-hmm. So yeah. that was an interesting moment, I thought. It showed that other side of Pam.
Right. And I also wonder, when she was talking to Kelly and Phyllis, do you think she didn't tell them that it was her? You don't think, do you?
I don't think so. Do you?
I don't know. Because I feel like I could picture her being like, I wrote something on the bathroom wall about Michael. But also, I could also see her being like, you'll never guess what I saw on the wall. Like, and like being yes. anonymous with it.
I thought they just all saw it and were giggling about it. But as you and I have talked about, this bathroom is not an office floor bathroom. It is in their office, like in their kitchen.
Right, in the break room.
Mm-hmm. Had to be somebody from the space and a female.
Exactly. And I feel like it's mostly male dominated in the office. Like,
yeah.
So that kind of really narrows it down.
So it's Meredith, Angela, Kelly, Phyllis, Pam, maybe one random.
Yeah.
Am I missing anyone?
I don't think so.
So 5, 6.
Yeah.
It had to be one of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a little surprising that it's Pam, but...
And I'm kind of surprised that because there aren't so many women in the office, I'm surprised that Dwight didn't just interview each woman instead of going into the women's bathroom and, like...
Like in drug testing.
Doing, like, like an AIDS test. Yeah. Instead of, like, doing handwriting analysis or whatever the heck he was doing in there.
Well, this is early days of Dwight, so maybe he's not, like... Like prime investigative skills yet.
True.
Right?
Yeah, true.
He's still working up to the Sherlock Holmes level detective work that he gets
Sherlock
into.
Shrew.
The Sherlock Shrew.
The other thing is, Pam has been banned from Chili's after this incident.
She has.
We did get a talking head at the very end from the Chili's manager saying, we have a very strict over serving like policy or whatever. And he's like, it is very apparent that this young woman was stealing drinks off of other people's tables and getting very drunk. And he's like, I photocopied her license and she is no longer allowed at this restaurant.
In this establishment.
Yeah.
So Pam is banned from all Chili's restaurants for life.
From the whole chain. Yep, for life. A lifetime
ban. She
made
that much of a scene. And the Dundies as well, right? I'm sure.
Right.
Because they were... playing loud music and Michael's doing all his characters
and saying inappropriate jokes and
yeah.
skits
I'm
and
sure
whatever.
A lot of people complained, but that's what I thought was interesting, that they focused on Pam's behavior. I mean, yes, she was like sloppy drunk, but Michael is fine to come back to Chili's and perform like that again.
That's a great question. I mean, I doubt it. Also, I wonder, do you think they had to, like, I don't know, do you think they had to, like, pay for that, like, space of the restaurant?
Probably not, because I bet they could have just reserved it.
True.
But they weren't in their own private room. Again, they need to rent something else.
They need to do it at the office.
At the office, right,
yeah.
Somewhere where they can comfortably, like, let loose if that's what's going to happen. But
right.
It was really, really public.
It really was. But that is the Dundies, and that's how she goes. And, you know, that's what happens when Michael Scott plans, directs, and produces an event. So.
An employee appreciation event. That's all about him.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I feel like that wraps up the episode recap. Do you have anything else?
No, I don't think so. We covered it.
Nice. Yay, Dundies.
Dundies. All right, so we'll come back soon with some trivia.
See you soon. All right, so we're back again for some trivia on the Dundies.
Yes.
What you got?
So let's get going with that. This was one of 6 episodes submitted to Emmy voters for the Best Comedy Award.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this one went on to win it.
Oh, nice.
So there was this one, Booze Cruise, Christmas Party, The Injury, Ooh. The Secret, and Valentine's Day.
Those were all good ones.
Yes, but this episode in and of itself, I think, was very highly acclaimed.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Michael looks very different from season one for two reasons. Hmm. Steve Carell lost weight for his role in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Also, Michael in season one was styled after David Brent, who wore his hair slicked all the way back.
Right.
They stopped doing this in season two to give Michael a different look. This makes his hair look fuller. He did not get hair plugs, as it is sometimes said.
We were debating
so,
that.
So, like, yeah, even in this first episode of season two, his hairline already looks better.
Right.
From season one.
Season one, as we talked about, it's hard to get behind Michael Scott. And now that it's written for this, its own show, right? It's like that well-meaning but incompetent where you're like, oh, mm-hmm. you kind of feel for him. And I think that transitions with his hair a little bit, too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So I think Mindy Kaling wrote this episode mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. So the office ladies, I forget if I heard this on their podcast, but I think Jenna Fischer said that the original script had her character Pam like throwing up.
Oh.
Like, and they changed it to her just falling.
Interesting.
And, you know, and just being silly. And off of that, a little bit more trivia here. Chili's, the like PR team, uh-huh. was kind of unhappy about this setup because it was showing somebody right getting
plastered
at the restaurant. Yeah, but so that's why they added the line about her breaking Chili's policy on drinking
and getting banned and stuff.
And they emphasized that she was stealing drinks from people, right? Because they wouldn't overserve her. So then I think Chili's was like, okay, cool, like leave it in there.
Wow, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also feel like Pam being giggly as opposed to puking is more her character, mm-hmm. like just being silly and her personality coming out more instead of just like throwing up and being trashy, you
being
know?
More like free and wild.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Yeah. I think it suits her a little more.
Yeah.
That's interesting though. So the Dundies are inspired by the Swampy Awards, which Greg Daniels gave to the staff at his previous show, King of the Hill. It was the identical Businessman with Briefcase Award.
Oh.
So that's what the Dundies are based off of, the Swampy Awards.
I didn't
Awards.
Know that.
Yeah.
With the little briefcase.
Yeah.
So this episode, even though it looks like a Chili's, it's a restaurant, like an abandoned restaurant, decorated
like a Chili's.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
And there were Chili's like execs on set. Like I think they were really making it look real, and they gave some like leftover furniture to them.
Oh wow.
And then I think I can't remember where I read this though, so take it with a grain of salt. Okay. But I think the Chili's servers were real Chili's servers.
Oh, interesting.
So they had some say in how all of that happened.
To make it an authentic experience.
Right.
Nice.
An authentic Chili's
okay.
experience.
Okay. So kind of going off of that, originally the characters were planned to go to the Outback Steakhouse instead of Chili's, but the director and co-creator, Ricky Gervais, noted a then-developing deal between The Office and the Outback chain in a 2005 audio commentary for The Simpsons. Which contains a subplot about a similar family restaurant in which Daniels wrote. So they were originally supposed to go to Outback, but Ricky Gervais had a say in that, and they ended up going with Chili's.
Interesting.
Yeah. It would have been so weird if it was Outback instead of Chili's. Yeah.
It just has to be Chili's.
It has
now.
To be.
So I think a lot of people do get excited about Jim and Pam's kiss in this episode. Obviously, we've been building tension.
Oh, yeah.
But Mindy Kaling had said that it was too early to have that kiss be something that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how it ended up in there, but it definitely is. It's shocking, and also it's kind of exciting, but it's just tough.
Yeah.
You know, she's engaged. Everyone's watching. Like,
and the fact that it was in front of everyone is really crazy to me. I mean, obviously her being engaged is an issue all in itself, but I mean, poor girl, been engaged for like going on 5 years here.
Yeah.
So
and it's
I mean,
so public.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Wait, I have a really good one.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So Jenna Fischer, I think, didn't drink much in real life. So BJ Novak, who plays Ryan, took her out to get drunk. And then Novak was like describing how she was acting to her.
Really?
And he was like, you laugh at stupid things. You get touchy. You're just like kind of obnoxious. And so she used that
to create
Pam's drunk character.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that a good one?
Wow.
So it was based on that real life experience.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. So in the fight between Roy and Pam in the parking lot, the actors were under the impression that the scene would be played silently. So they actually improvised that whole argument.
Oh.
Like the dialogue.
When they're fighting by the truck.
Mm-hmm. They thought it would be silent, you know, no audio on that. So that it was
kind of
improvised.
Her and she's like, get off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, and we mentioned the song Tiny Dancer is used in this
one. I love
that
song.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. There's often no music like that in this show.
Yeah.
Right? It's all mockumentary style. So this one, and maybe in the pilot, there's just the actual song played over the footage. But I think that's it for the whole, until like the end, right?
I think so,
there might be one in like the last season, but that's a unique moment for the show.
I love that song too. Great song. So this episode introduces the recurring joke of Michael's unusual affection for Ryan.
Oh yes.
He awards Ryan with the hottest in the office award and slaps him on the buttocks. The writers intended the episode The Fire, which happens later on in the series, to be the origin of Michael's weird affection for him, but NBC requested that this season, season two, specifically begins with the Dundies. So like their relationship to start in this episode.
It is shocking when that happens.
I know.
When he gives Ryan hottest in the office and Ryan's like, what am I going to do with the award?
And he also hasn't been there that long at this point still even. Like he's still within his first year of working at Dunder Mifflin. So like,
It's all very new.
I don't know.
And weird. And Phyllis thinks Jim's the hottest in the office.
She tells
him.
She did mention that at the Chili's to Jim.
Yeah.
I think you're the hottest.
So lots of HR violations here.
Yeah. Just so many things. But I think that wraps up our trivia. Do you have any others, or is that all for you?
Nope, I'm all set.
Cool. So then we will come back with our cold walk. All right, so we're back for our cold walk segment, which is our hot takes for this episode. Rachel, what you got?
My cold walk, there's a lot of options for the Dundies, okay?
Yeah.
But my cold walk is that Angela needs some gas money.
Yeah.
She's the designated driver.
Uh-huh.
She said nobody pays her. Like, I'd be like, girl, let me buy you lunch.
Right?
Like, let me buy you dinner. Like, thank you so much for getting me home safe from this work party.
Right. Especially since it seems like Angela is the only one volunteering to be
driving at all.
Yeah.
And everyone, like, they come with their partners this year. And, like, so they all get to drink. Also, I guess this was, like, 2005? Like,
yep,
before
2005.
Uber?
Yeah, that's very true.
So, I guess you could call a cab or something. But a lot of them, just pop into Angela's van.
But I guess maybe the point is they feel like they can get a free ride from her. Like, they would rather do that than call
everyone?
A cab.
She has to do...
I don't know. I guess maybe only like, what, three people at a time? Three or four people at a time?
Yeah. She's not driving, unless she's driving Meredith's minivan.
Yeah, true. Then she can take way more than that. But yeah, I mean, Scranton is kind of a sprawling city.
Yeah,
it's not a huge city, but it, like the neighborhoods are very like spread out.
It's
so,
not all in one spot.
Right.
And nobody gives this girl gas money. So put some respect on Angela's name and drop her $20.
Okay. Sprinkles needs some dinner. All right.
Sprinkles. what is your cold walk?
So I have like one and a half. We've covered this before. I think maybe even when we talked about sexual harassment, but like, where was Toby during the Dundies? Not only for the kiss that happened, but like for all the other inappropriate things. Although I'm pretty sure maybe Michael didn't invite him on purpose.
Maybe he just doesn't go. He can't
that too,
handle
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But like, again, like we said before, the kiss was the epitome of sexual harassment and it was public. And there were just so many inappropriate things going on. I want to know where the fuck this guy was.
I wonder, you're right, because he's not even in the shot ever, no. Right? I wonder, he's never won a Dundee. I wonder if Michael literally doesn't invite him and he's more than okay with that.
Which is surprising, because you would think that Michael would want to publicly humiliate him with a terrible Dundee in front of everyone. My other coal walk is, I know that Chili's has, you know, like an overserve policy or whatever. Why was no one at Dunder Mifflin concerned about Pam's alcohol consumption? Jim was feeding her drinks, you know,
left and right,
and watching her take drinks off of other people's tables.
Yeah. Would you, let's pose this question to the group, would you stop your coworker? You would.
I think if I don't know, it's hard to say because Michael Scott is the boss. I was going to say, if I was the boss.
If you were the boss.
I would be like, it's a 2-drink limit here, people. You yeah. know, this is like a public company event. But Michael
Scott wants that.
He does. He
wants people to let loose, let their hair down, get drunk.
However, I would see if it was in the office, but we're at a public restaurant, yeah. I think is the big thing for me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they had to reserve this room, like Chili's knows what company is for, like,
I guess it is her stealing drinks off other people's tables.
Yeah, that too. And I'm like, it's not like she was doing that incognito. People right. saw her people doing
like,
it.
Okay. Like, they're looking at her kind they of weird. But yeah, I'd be like, it. No, you're good. Like, no, honey. Like, get some water.
Right. Right. Although, I mean, considering it's all separate checks, maybe they were like, go ahead, honey, get your free drinks.
The opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a really good point. It's definitely something that is overdone.
Messy AF. Like, yeah. Oh, my God. She and also, I mean, this might be covered later on, but, like, no one ever told Roy that she kissed Jim when Roy wasn't there.
Yeah, it's not. Roy just kind of leaves.
Because we know Roy would get one in on Halpert, okay? Fat Halpert. Jim Halpert.
Yeah. Yeah, Roy just kind of leaves and he's out of the picture. And we don't really see Roy as a character that much.
No,
he's
not
just
in this
like
episode.
Kind of a jerk.
Dick.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just kind of there, right? And he's there yeah. to provide a contrast to Jim,
yeah.
who seemingly, like, takes care of
and
him.
You know, the other thing, maybe the reason why she got so drunk is because Roy wasn't there. Like, I feel like maybe later on in the series, like, he's a little more controlling of her when they're together, you know?
Maybe,
so
yeah.
maybe if he would have been there, she wouldn't have got so drunk, because he probably would have been like, all right, Pammy, cut it off.
I think she's also upset about their fight, because yeah. she really does love him. I don't yeah. know. Something in there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of history there, but she's obviously having conflicting feelings for Jim, whether yeah. she admits it or not.
Yeah.
So that might contribute to her getting that sloppy drunk. She's, like, sad. She's upset. And then Jim's there, and he's, like, so kind and gives her whatever she needs, which also yeah. might be not perfect yeah. for her in that moment.
And they say the truth comes out when you drink.
Yeah.
And she kissed him, so.
Yeah. But I do, yeah. I think there is, like, a part of that where it's like, did Jim need to keep getting her drinks?
No, he
like,
didn't.
It was, like, a little bit funny, but was it so funny? Like, if someone fell out of their chair, like my coworker,
right.
I'd be like, it's time to go.
In public.
It's time to leave.
Again, if it was at the office, sure.
Different.
Like, whatever, it's just us. But, like, in a public.
Yeah, you're making a scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that just bothers me. And drunk Pam, to me, is insufferable. So maybe add that into the coals, too. Like, just drunk Pam. Whoa! Like, enough. Cut it off right now. So, yeah, that's fine.
I think she should use another substance to relax is my...
Maybe some CBD gummies.
Professional opinion. Yeah. But it is funny, right? Because we see another side of her.
Yeah.
And we see a side of her that's dissatisfied with her current setup.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice because you haven't really seen that before. It's been for her and sure. Roy.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like also, I don't know if it was intentional, but I feel like this episode kind of has little Easter eggs in it. Mm-hmm. Like if you are a fan of the show and you've seen it throughout, like Michael referencing the girl in HR that he went on a date with. I'm like, Holly? Is it like an ode to Holly later on? And it might be a spoiler. But and then also Pam riding on the women's bathroom wall. It makes me think of like graffiti and her being an artist, and like it just kind of
interesting.
I don't know. It just makes me think of it. Well,
but I think it's very possible because they are starting to develop the characters.
Yeah, for sure.
Or in the first season, there was none of that little like, oh, Toby did this or Kelly said this. Yeah. It was just like, okay, they're very bland.
Right.
One dimensional.
Right. Yeah. So it's a good episode. Lots in there. And our next episode is sexual harassment, which we already covered. So we'll be reposting that. And then we'll come out with new content for episode 3, season 2.
So we're coming in hot with the Dundies, sexual harassment, and the rest of season 2. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be a wild ride. Life is a highway. We're going to ride it all night long.
That's what she said.
Yes, we are.
Great. So, this was awesome. If anyone has anything to send to us or any questions, requests, you want to be a guest, DM us on Instagram at whatshesaidpod.dm or email us at whatshesaidpod.dm@gmail.com.
Feeling God in the Chili's.
We're feeling God in the Chili's tonight.
That's what she said.